আমি যমুনা পুলিনে কদম্ব কাননে কেরি নু সতিয়াজ, কাননে কেরি নু সতিয়াজ, আমার শ্যাম বংশী ধরি মণিমঞ্চ পুরি পীড়া কইলে রসরাজ, আমার শ্যাম বংশী ধরি মণিমঞ্চ পুরি পীড়া কইলে রস, আমার শ্যাম বংশী ধরি মণিমঞ্চ পুরি পীড়া কইলে রসরা, মণিমঞ্চ পুরি পীড়া কইলে কর অষ্টাদল করি শ্রী রাধা শ্রী হরি অষ্ট সখী পরি যার, অষ্টাদল পরি শ্রী রাধা শ্রী হরি অষ্ট সখী পরি যার, সুগীতর তরে সব সখি গণে তুষিতে উবাল ধনে, তর সুগীতর তরে সব সখি গণে তুষিতে উবাল, তখন কৃষ্ণ লীলা হেরি প্রকৃতি সুন্দরী বিস্তারিতে শোভাবনে, বিস্তারিতে শোভাবনে, আমি ঘরে রাজাইব বনে প্রবেশিব লীলার শের তারে, আমি গরে ও পরে প্রবেশিব লীলার শের তারে, আমি ত্যাজি কুল লাজ ব্রজ ব্রজ রাজ বিনোদ মিনতি করে, আমি যমুনা পুলিনে কদম্ব কাননে কেহেরি নু সখি আজ, আমি যমুনা পুলিনে কদম্ব কাননে কেহেরি নু সখি আজ, আমার শ্যাম বংশী ধরি মণিমঞ্চ পুরি লীলা করে রসরাজ, সমবংশী ধরি মণিমঞ্চ পুরি লীলা করে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 राम राम हरे हरे। हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल, जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय 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 श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతకి ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షుఃన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యు ఫర్ ద 8th chapter of Madhya Lila, talks between Lord Chaitanya and Ramanand Rai. We have been doing a few sections. I just want to quickly show you all the sections this chapter now, and then we will proceed into the chapter. This theme already we completed. Lord Chaitanya meeting Ramanand Rai by the side of the Godavari River, when he was surrounded by 1,000 of his associates, and he came for the early morning bath to the river. So, both Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai embraced each other, and all the other brahmanas and others were bewildered. Therefore, they separated to meet at a later time. And then they met in the evening time separately, and whole night they had a discussion on the topic of highest perfection of human life, sadhya. So, we are still doing that section, probably about 75 verses we have completed. We will be proceeding further today. And then further topics will come the truth about Radha and Krishna and their pastimes will come later, 117-196. Then 197-241. What is the sadhana, a process for us to attain that highest goal? And then there will be very brilliant, fast round session of quick question answer. One question Ramandrai will, Mahaprabhu will ask and Ramandrai will answer. 240-215, very beautiful section of greatest things. Like, what is the greatest loss in this world? Ramandrai will say, not having association of devotees. Like that. So, and then 260-292, Lord Chaitanya reveals his form as Radha and Krishna to Ramanandrai. He will reveal his form. And then Ramanandrai will glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the conversation between Ramanandrai and Chaitanya itself is glorified like the two gold miners who are digging, more and more precious metals like gold and silver and diamond through that discussion. Such beautiful statements came. So, it's all about 313 verses. It's a very exhaustive chapter. We are in the 75th verse now. So, we will proceed further with our... This was the verse I left yesterday.
Yittam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayashritanam nardarakena sakam vidarhu kritapunyapunjaha.
So this verse appears in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. After a vivid description of Krishna, Balaram and covered boys entering the forest of Vraj. Very beautiful description about what they did in the forest of Vrindavan. I'll just show you a little bit. So that you will see the connection of this verse. Third one. So, this appears in the 10th canto. See here. This is 10-12.
Kechit venun vadayanto dhvanta shringani kechana kechit brungai pragayantah kujantah kokilai pare.
It is said, when the covered boys entered the forest with Krishna, some of them were playing on the flutes, some of them were playing on the bugles, some of them imitated the buzzing of the bumblebees, some of them imitated the kokila. Kokila is cuckoos. You have seen sometimes one cuckoo in one tree, cuckoo, it will make a sound like this, asking a question. Another cuckoo may answer from the other tree, cuckoo. Covered boys in between sang many cuckoos, like cuckoo, like this. And all the kokilas in the forest, they were amazed. So the boys imitated the cuckoos.
Vichaya vipradavanto gachanta sadhu hamsakaihi bakair upavishantascha dityantascha kalavapibhi.
It is said that sometimes they ran after the shadows of the flying birds. Sometimes they imitated the walking of a hamsa. Hamsa pakshi, like a swan. Sometimes they sat silently next to a duck. Sometimes they danced like peacocks.
Vikarshantaha kishabalan arohantascha dairdhaman.
Sometimes they imitated the monkeys. Monkeys, you see how they make sound, kiki kiki, they make sounds, no? So the covered boys looked at the monkeys and imitated them. And when the monkeys would jump up the branches of the tree, then the boys also would jump up on the tree.
Vikurvantascha taih sakam plavantascha palashishu.
In this way, they imitated the monkeys, sometimes sliding in the trees also.
साकम्बेकेर् विलङ्गन्तः सरितः स्रवसंप्लुताः विघदन्तः प्रतिच्छायाः शपन्तश्च प्रतिस्वनान्. वेरैटीस् आफ् गेम्स् दे प्लेड् डिफरेण्ट् बिकास् देर् वर् वाटर्स्. Sometimes they would sit next to a frog and frog would jump and they would also jump and the frog out of air would jump into the Yamuna and they also would jump along with it into the water. In this way sometimes they scolded the echoes coming when they would call in an empty well. Some names. Sometimes Krishna would call. Shapantatam means like Krishna would call. Who are you? Again the words would come back and echo. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And Krishna will say, Nanda Baba ka putra hoon, Nanda Baba ka putra hoon, Nanda Baba ka. And Krishna would laugh loudly and tell his friends, hey, I am saying I am Nanda Baba ka putra, ye bhi bol raha hai, Nanda Baba ka putra. Like that he would criticize the echoes coming from the well. So in this way, sometimes they close Krishna's eyes. And everybody hid behind different bushes and trees and mountain caves and different places. And then they would open like eyes of Krishna and Krishna has to search after them. Do you think it's difficult for Krishna to find where they are? He is in the heart of everybody as Antaryami. Still, Krishna would play such a ice boy game, hide and seek game with them. Sometimes they'll become police and thief. There'll be a cattle thief who steals the cattle. And there'll be a coward boy who will be herding the cattle. And then when cattle is stolen, he may call the police and the police will come and catch the thief. And the thief will try to run away. And then in this way, when the thief is caught, he has to take the police on his back and walk, and take him for a joyride or something like that. So many games like this they would play in the forest. Now, what is so special about all these games? This looks like some children playing games. We find even in this world children playing so many games. How is it different from those games? What the children are playing here, the coward boys are playing with Krishna. There is a big gulf of difference between earth and sky. Because generally, God is treated as somebody most reverential, sacred, and who is difficult to approach. We say paratvam. Not easily even the Vedas say that when you praise the Lord with some words, the words go up to Him and come back. They all come back because none of our words can match the description of His greatness. So we say something about Him, it goes and comes back to us because nothing can match Him. According to our own limited conception, we know He is great, but His greatness is inestimable. His sweetness is also inestimable. And we cannot sufficiently understand Him. He's not fully knowable. To some degree we can know Him. So that being the case, when one puts Lord in the highest pedestal, because He is so great, that has to be understood also. Like you see, in this world, we all can hide something to some people, but to Him, we are completely naked in front of Him. We cannot hide anything. He is our mother, He is our father, He is our relative, He is our best friend, He is Sarvajna, He is all-knowing, Abhijna, He is all-knowing, He is Swarat, He is supreme controller. Nobody can control Him. And there is nobody in this world who is not controlled except Him. He is the only one who cannot be controlled by anybody. He is a supreme controller, He is a supreme knower, He is the permitter, He is a sanctioner, He is the maintainer, He is the provider of everything. A material and spiritual, and He is seated a super soul in the hearts of everybody, and His supreme witness of everything that's happening. So that being the case, such a great person, as soon as you hear about these glories of the Lord, you think, my Lord, how great He must be. But that Lord becomes easily available to His devotees, saulabhya, we say, paratvam, saulabhatvam. Saulabhatvam word comes from Sulabha. Very easily it's available to these covered boys. Because he is on an equal level. The boys are all on an equal level with Krishna. Singing with Him, playing flute and bugles like Him, dancing with Him, eating lunch with Him, playing games with Him. So seeing this, Shukadeva Goswami expresses his
exclamation statement. That's where this sloka comes here. Ettam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena mayashritanam naradarakena sakam vijarhuk vijahruh krita punya punjaha. So you can read the last part of this translation.
In this way, all the cowherd boys used to play with Krishna, who is the source of Brahman effulgence for jnanis, desiring to merge into that effulgence, who is the supreme personality of Godhead for devotees who have accepted eternal survivorship and who for ordinary persons is but another ordinary child. The cowherd boys, having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one explain their great fortune?
Like that he is saying. For Mayavadis, God is impersonal. For foolish materialists, he is ordinary man. But for those who are, pious people, religious people, he is a master. But whereas for the covered boys, he is a friend. And they have done Krita Punya Punja, millions of Punya spiritual credits they have accumulated to come to this stature of playing with the Lord. Like that, Shagudeva Goswami says. So that's where this comes now. Let's go to the, okay, let us see the purport in Gauranga Prabhu's notes now. What are the verse number 70? So 75, here only you can see. Yeah. Prabhu kahe yeho uttama aage kaha ara.
Prabhu kahe yeho uttama
aage kaha ara. Raya kahe vatsalya prema sarva sadhya sar. Yeah.
The Lord said, this statement is very good, but please proceed even further. Ramananda Raya then replied, loving service to the Lord in the parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage.
Now from Dasya Prem is going to which one? Vatsalya Prema now. Yeah. So, read it. Yeah.
The stage of loving service to the Lord in parental affection is advanced from the stage of love in fraternity. In the fraternal relationship, there is a sense of equality. But when that sense of equality is advanced in affection, one attains the platform of parental love.
Yeah, that means, just like you put some sugar in water and heat it in a stove, it becomes little more viscous. And then gradually you keep heating it more, it becomes more viscous and more thick. Eventually, it becomes highly viscous. Then it becomes like candy. Then it becomes like rock candy. Like a sucker, it becomes like that. So in the same manner, the love also, you go from the, when you go to the Shantaras, there is a deep reverence and veneration, respect. Then when you go to the Dasyaras, there is veneration, but there is little more affection. You go to Sakyaras, there is a very, very great intimate affection. Boys play with him, they climb on his shoulder, they scold Krishna, they joke about Krishna, everything. Very intimate. And as we proceed further, to Vatsalya, so intimate, Yashoda can take a stick and run after Krishna. She can tie up Krishna and all that. And then when you come to gopis, needless to say about it, they are the topmost devotees. It includes all the previous rasas. That means, it has reverence also. The gopis in the Vrindavan, they transcend all the reverence, but the idea is there is a respect for the Lord, and there is also intimacy like a friend. There is also a desire to serve the Lord like the parents, and added to that, there is a conjugal intimate relationship, and then the mood of a lover and the beloved. So, In this way, Ramandra is taking it higher and higher now. So here is Abhishekananda Madhava. Yeah. Nanda kim akarod brahman. Shreya evam mahodayam. Yashodava mahabhaga. Papavyasyastanam harihi. This is the Bhagavatam verse. Beautiful verse it is. Yeah.
Ramananda Rai continued, O Brahman, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform that made the Absolute Personality of Godhead Krishna call her mother and suck her breasts?
Yeah. This is asked by Parikshit. It's repeated here verbatim. Yeah.
Nemam virincho nabavo, na shri rapyanga samshraya, prasadam lebhire gopi, yattat prapa vimuktidat.
See, na imam virincho. Virincho means Brahma, Bhava means Shiva. Brahma is servant of the Lord, Bhava, Shiva is a friend of the Lord, Shri is better half of the Lord. All of them got some mercy. But none of them attained as much mercy as the gopi Yashoda attained. Like that it is mentioned. That's what is mentioned here. So Krishna, you know, agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So this is another appreciation made by Shukadeva Goswami, narration of Krishna's pastime before Parikshit.
Prabhu kahe yeha uttama, aage kaha aar, yeah? राय कहे कांता प्रेमा सर्वसाध्य सार.
Now he has brought it to the कांता प्रेम now. Yeah, did it?
The Lord said, your statements are certainly getting better and better, one after the other. But surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow. And you can speak of that as the most sublime.
And Ramandra immediately replied, as per the expectation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, conjugal attachment for Krishna. Is the topmost. Yeah, read it.
General love of Godhead is devoid of the intimacy of ownership. In love, in servitude, there is a want of confidentiality. In the fraternal relationship, there is a want of increased affection. And even when affection increases in the parental relationship, there is nonetheless a want of complete freedom. However, when one becomes a conjugal lover of Krishna, everything lacking in the other relationships is completely manifest. Love of Godhead lacks nothing in the conjugal stage. The summary of this verse is that...
So let us go from the basic. General love of God, what is missing in that?
Intimacy.
No. Ownership. Intimacy of ownership. Actually, the person doesn't feel, Krishna is mine. He doesn't feel that. The general love of God, oh God, you are great. I love you. I surrender to you. You know, I am insignificant. You are very great. So, that person doesn't own the God. He rather feels I am owned by him. And then, in Sakiras, what is lacking? Oh, Krishna is my, Krishna is my friend. I am Krishna's, Krishna is mine. That strong sense of bond is there, Sri Dama, Sudama, Madhumangal, with all of them. But then the intimacy of the covered boys is, you know, not, he is saying that there is want of more increased affection, Prabhupada says. Only in parental it is more thicker than even friendly, he is saying. And then there is nonetheless a want of complete freedom. However, when one becomes a conjugal lover of Krishna, everything lacking in other relationships. So, this is going to be very elaborately explained now in the subsequent section. Yeah?
Love of Godhead lacks nothing in the conjugal stage. Yeah. The summary of this verse is that parental love of Godhead is certainly higher than fraternal love, and that conjugal love is higher yet. It was when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to go further that he came to the point of conjugal relationship, which is the highest perfectional stage of transcendental love.
Yeah.
नायं श्रियोंग उनितांतरते प्रसादः स्वर्योषितां नलिनगन्धरुचां कुतोन्याः रासोत्सवेऽस्य भुजदण्डगृहीतकण्ठ लब्धाशिषां ययुदगात् Rajasundarinam. This verse talks about how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not easily obtainable by anybody, in the rasa dance, he put his hand around the neck of the gopis and he danced. That's the thing will be explained. You see, gopis are embraced around the neck by the Lord's pastimes. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon even the Lakshmi or other consorts in the spiritual world, nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily lustre and aroma resemble the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. What to speak of worldly women who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimation. So, four levels are being spoken here. The worldly girls who are living on earth, then there are heavenly girls, apsaras and all, who are living in heaven. And then there are Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. And in the fourth category is the gopis living in Vrindavan, you know, who are rustic girls, village girls, you know, tending to the cows and calves and everything. But they got the mercy of having the Supreme Lord dance with them in the rasa dance, putting their hand in the neck and then dancing with them like that. So, Shukadeva Goswami is amazed. What a great fortune. These people have achieved this, Vraja Gopis. They are the highest devotees. Like that he is saying. So, and then there is a comparison about the personalities. Now, those who are earthly girls have some beauty, but compared to the heavenly beauty, this is nothing. In the heavenly beauty, he is saying that they have great beauty and fragrance. Like you will read in Prabhupada's purpose, Prabhupada says in the heaven, the woman always remain virgin, even if they unite and beget children. And not only that, their body is called Bhoga Yoni. And they remain young and youthful, and there is no old age, there is no disease in the heavenly planets. Therefore, Maharaj was saying, there is no toilet there, he was saying. In this material world, people go for the earth, people pass stool, people get old, people get diseases. Whereas in the heavenly planets, there is no disease, there is no, the foul smelling substances are not thrown out of the nine holes, he said. Bodies are actually made like very tenacious, very strong, and they live very long, but they are temporary. That's the point. So then, therefore it's a bhogyoni. Bhogyoni, why? Because easily you don't suffer in that body. It lasts for a very long time. Thousands of years. So, although these heavenly girls like apsaras have such beautiful bodies, even they can't attract Lord Krishna. And what to speak of Lakshmis? They have permanent bodies, eternal bodies, imperishable bodies, but their attitude is not suitable to attract Krishna. Mahishi Bhava. Mahishi Bhava means they are in the mood of a queen. Krishna says, sorry, in Vrindavan, all the gopis actually are simple girls who are tending to the cows and children, and rustic girls who are lovers of Krishna. They have to, you know, take the gobar and make gobar cakes for burning in the furnace. Very, very simple life. The greatest qualification is what? The gopis' qualification. It is their ability to, you know, one-pointedly serve Krishna. From that connection, I will show this one, because this is going to come very soon. So I will see, when Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance, after that, you know, the gopis were weeping and they sang the Gopi Gitam. You all know that. And then later on, Krishna manifested again. I have extracted from that article. And only
made a brief article here, because otherwise it's a very exhaustive conversation. I have taken what will be helpful for us in this discussion. Yeah, Radharani's speciality. Read it.
When Lord Krishna finally reappeared among the assembled gopis, he looked very beautiful, just befitting a person with all kinds of opulences. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, "Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi." Krishna alone is not particularly beautiful, but when his energy, especially his pleasure energy, represented by Radharani, expands, he looks very magnificent. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa means that his body is a transcendental form of eternal bliss and knowledge. Krishna is always surrounded by different potencies.
Shaktis, yeah.
And therefore, he is perfect and beautiful. We understand from the Brahma Samhita and Skanda Puran that Krishna is always surrounded by many thousands of goddess of fortune. Yeah,
Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambrama Sevyamana. Sahasra means thousand, Shata means hundred. So, Sahasra Shata means 100,000 gopis. And they are all Lakshmis, they are all serving Krishna, yeah.
The gopis are all goddesses of fortune, and Krishna took them hand in hand on the bank of the Yamuna.
Yeah.
It is said in the Skanda Puran that out of many thousands of gopis, 16,000 are prominent. And out of those 16,000 gopis, 108 are especially prominent. Out of these 108 gopis, 8 gopis are still more prominent. Out of those 8 gopis, Radharani and Chandravali are even more prominent. And out of these 2 gopis, Radharani is the most prominent.
So you have to remember this. Skanda Purana says, how many gopis are prominent? Yeah. Out of them, cream are how many? 108. So, and out of those 108? So, the 8 are called Parama Preshta Sakis. They are called Parama Preshta Sakis. And then out of those 8 gopis who are most prominent, Radharani and Chandravali. Left wing, right wing. And Radharani is the most prominent. Yeah, read further. Then Krishna.
When Krishna entered the forest on the bank of river Yamuna, the moonlight dissipated the surrounding darkness. Due to the season, flowers like the Kunda and Kadamba were blooming, and a gentle breeze was carrying their aroma. Due to the aroma, the bees were also flying in the breeze, thinking that the aroma was honey.
It was smelling the fragrance of the flowers and thinking that itself is honey. It was so nectarian fragrance. Now, this is all about Radharani, the first part, how Radharani is special. That's the heading I gave here. Okay. 2 points are mentioned here till now. That means Krishna is beautiful anyway, but he is more beautiful when he is dancing with gopis in rasa dance, who are all his shaktis. Shaktiman and Shakti are dancing together. It's the most beautiful sight, he is saying. Second point he is making is Radharani's speciality in Skanda Purana. Different categories of gopis and Radharani's ultimate. These 2 are mentioned here. Let's go further. Gopi is standard of love for Krishna. Yeah. Read further.
The gopis made a seat for Krishna by leveling the soft sand and placing cloths over it.
Yeah.
The gopis who were gathered there had almost all been followers of the Vedas. In their previous births, during Lord Ramchandra's advent, they had been Vedic scholars who desired the association of Lord Ramchandra in the conjugal love. Ramchandra had given them the benediction that they would be present for the advent of Lord Krishna and he would fulfill the desires.
Because Ramchandra had taken Ekapatni Vrata. The sages in the Dandakaranya forest saw Mother Sita serving Ram and they also developed a desire. My Lord, can we also serve you in this mood of a wife? Ramchandra said, No. I have taken Ekapatni Vrata. You all can fulfill your desires in your next life. When I come as Krishna, you will all come as gopis. So they became gopis, yes.
During Krishna's advent, the Vedic scholars took birth in the shape of the gopis in Vrindavan. As young gopis, they got the association of Krishna in fulfillment of their previous birth's desire.
Correct.
The ultimate goal of their perfect desire was attained, and they were so joyous that they had nothing further to desire.
Yes. And then this is confirmed Bhagavad Gita. If one attains Supreme Lord, and he has no desire for
anything.
Yeah. And then?
When the gopis and Krishna in their company, not only all their grief, but their lamenting in the absence of Krishna was relieved. They felt they had no desire to be fulfilled. Fully satisfied in the company of Krishna, they spread their cloths on the ground.
So all the gopis sat in a circle and they put a cloth in the center for Krishna to sit. So, when Krishna sat, now they are going to ask him questions. Very strong questions they will ask him. Yeah. So, Prabhupada says here, these garments were made of fine linen and smeared with a red kunkuma, which decorated their breasts. With great care, they spread a sitting place for Krishna. And Krishna was the life and soul, and they created a very comfortable seat for him. So, all of them put their clothes like this, and then Krishna sat there. Now, they are going to ask a very important question. Yeah. Yes.
Sitting on the seat amongst the gopis, Krishna became more beautiful. Great yogis like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, or even Lord Shesh and others always try to fix their attention upon Krishna in their hearts. But here the gopis actually saw Krishna seated before them on their cloths. In the society of the gopis, Krishna looked very beautiful. They were the most beautiful damsels within the three worlds, and they assembled together around Krishna.
Yeah. Here another interesting point is made about the exalted position of the gopis. Jnana avasthita tadgate na manasa apashyanti yam yogino. The yogis see Lord Krishna in their hearts. Whereas the gopis are seeing Krishna right in front of them. That's one speciality. Second speciality, the Lord has accepted a seat which is made of their own cloths which they have given. Like we have a angavastra, we have that, like that there is. We have a upper, like dupatta, we have a cloth. So if you put a cloth and Lord is agreeing to sit in that, that means Lord has accepted that He has given you a place in His heart. Like He has accepted your heart as His residence. And He has given you a residence in His heart. That's the meaning actually. Certain activities indirectly imply something. For example, if a woman is given some flowers like this by a man, immediately the woman's mind decodes it as an expression of love. Actually, a man cannot understand this because if you go and give a man a bunch of flowers, it doesn't make much difference. You have seen in meetings, when you go, a man, you give him a bouquet, he will take it and keep it on the table, that's all. And then he will be more interested in talking. Whereas for a woman, a bunch of flowers makes the aesthetic appeal. It's a feeling. Oh, this is an expression of affection. She sees like that. Similarly, when they put a cloth and Krishna agreed to sit on that means I have not rejected all of you, my devotees. I will reside in your hearts and you reside in my hearts. And you are my pure devotees. And I am not in any angry mood that when you invite me to sit, I will not sit, I will go away. No. So Krishna actually, by his gesture of agreeing to sit in the middle of them, that itself is a proof that the Lord has accepted the gopis as his supreme devotees. And even Shiva and Brahma and Shesha, they all see the Lord only in their hearts. But gopis saw Krishna in their front, like that he is saying. So that is one point. Another point that was made was, after gopis met Krishna, they had no more desires to be fulfilled in their life. No more hankerings. Therefore, you will find the bhakti yoga is such a beautiful process. If one attains Krishna, then there is nothing more to be attained. Like we say, yam labdva cha aparam labam manyate na adhikam tataha. There is nothing more to be attained after attaining Krishna. And these gopis are not to be taken as ordinary young girls or somebody. They are all Dandakaranyas, rishis from the Dandakaranya forest, Lord Ramachandra bhaktas. Then they obtain the gopis forms in Krishna's appearance. And then they could. So we should see the gopis as sages. We should not see them as ordinary girls. So therefore, gopis standard of love for Krishna we are talking now. In this way. Okay. And then Prabhupada says, the gopis began to please him by moving their eyebrows and smiling, but at the same time suppressing their anger. Now they are going to ask while smiling. Actually, they will ask diplomatic questions to Krishna. Indirectly, telling Krishna that you are ungrateful. Huh? We have done so much devotion service, you know, you absconded from the dance, which shows that you seem to be a heartless person. But then Krishna will answer very beautifully. Now they are asking, dear Krishna, we are ordinary women of Vrindavan and we do not know much about Vedic knowledge. What is right, what is wrong? We therefore put a question to you. Since you are very learned, you can answer it properly. And in dealings between lovers, we find that there are three classes of men. Now you have to be very attentive because this section is a little deep. And if you understand it well, we can really begin to understand what love means. Because most people are bluffing in this world about what is love. They are thinking of lust to be love in this world. Therefore, we have to know exactly the gopis are giving paribhasha of love here. And then they are talking about three classes of men. One class, they are saying. One class simply receives. And another class, what is the second class? It reciprocates favorably. Even if the lover is very contrary. And then the third class acts contrary. Neither acts contrary nor acts favorably in dealings of love. And then they are asking him a question. So out of three classes, which do you prefer or which do you call honest? They are asking. So what is the first class? I mean, one class they are saying, they keep on receiving from the other party, but they don't give anything in return. And the second class, another class of people, you know, they reciprocate favorably even if the lover is contrary, which means, for example, if the other person is giving, whether the other person is loving you or not, you go out of the way to love, just like parents, for example. Parents and children, sometimes the child is very naughty, doesn't care for the parents, but parents say, beta, don't go without anything, take the water bottle, take the tiffin box, you may be very tired by the time you come in the evening, you know. If the bag is very heavy, you know, I will come and take it and go up to the bus stop and give it to the conductor. So you will see parents are very concerned about children, while children are naughty often and they don't even care for parents many times. So that is the category where, even if the lover is contrary, this second category they reciprocate very favorably. And third class they are saying, and the first class is one who simply receives, means like a Guru Druha, like somebody receives and, like we said, God gives and forgives, we get and forget. It's like that. And the third one is Atmaharam type. You know, he neither acts contrary nor acts favorably. He's just like a pillar or like a dead person. He doesn't, you don't know what is going on inside his head. Like Atmaharam type. So now they will explain. So in answer, Krishna is saying now. Read it.
My dear friend, persons who simply reciprocate the loving dealings of the other party are just like merchants.
For example, merchants means, you know, you give 1,000 rupees and he'll give you mal or commodity worth 1,000 rupees. That is simply like merchant, yeah.
They give in loving affairs as much as they get from the other party. Practically, there is no question of love.
It's like, you know, you give, then I will give. Like that. Like sometimes, you know, I have seen it happening amongst sometimes neophyte devotees. Like, you know, one neophyte devotee knows that, you know, I need some of the services of that devotee. So he thinks I should invest a little time in that devotee. So he goes to the devotee and praises the devotee. Prabhu, you sang Mangalarti very nicely. Another day he will take some Mahaprasad and give to Prabhuji, please take this Mahaprasad, you know, from the deity, I have got it for you. You know. Another day when the devotee has a birthday, he will make a small card and say, Prabhu, you are a very wonderful devotee, I thank you for your example and everything. So now how many investments he has made? How many? Three investments. So what he did first? He appreciated his Mangalarti, then he gave him some Mahaprasad, then he gave him a greeting card on his birthday. Now, after doing all these things, he's thinking, now I have done something for him. Now I can go to him for a favor. I want some service to be done. I'll ask him, Prabhuji, can you do that service for me? They ask. And that devotee says, no, Prabhuji, sorry, I'm very, very busy. I have no time. Then immediately they point out, Prabhuji, 3 times I invested in you. Understand? I did this, I did that. Still, how is it, Prabhu? You know, your heart is like a hard stone, it's not melting. You know? So, in this way, that is not very good. That is a merchant type. Because why? You think that, you know, I will give you this and you give me this. You know, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. That's what Krishna is saying. That's like a merchant type relationship. Yeah, go ahead.
It is simply self-interested and or self-centered business dealing. Even those without a tinge of loving affairs are better than these merchants. Better than the first class is the second class of men who love in spite of the opposite party's contrariness.
There are some people, even if the other party is contrary, you know, they continue to love. Example is giving. Go ahead.
Such sincere love can be seen when the father and mother love their children in spite of their children's neglect. The third class neither reciprocate nor neglect.
I told you the second one, correct, na? Parents and children, yeah. I have seen many parents. So, parents mamata for the child is much more than the child's mamata for the parents, yeah. You will see that. Yes. Third class,
neither reciprocate nor neglect. They can be further divided into 2 classes. One comprises the self-satisfied who do not require anyone's love. They are called Atmaram,
yeah.
Which means they are absorbed in the thought of Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes. And so
do not care whether one loves them or not.
Correct, no? They are Atmaram fellows. But they are happy in, like he says, you know, they are happy in their own spiritual activities in relation to the Lord. And they are in their own dunya, their own world. They are happy, yeah. Yes.
But another class comprises ungrateful men. They are called callous. The men in this
callous group, means insensitive, yeah.
The men in this group revolt against superior persons. For instance, a son, in spite of receiving all kinds of things from loving parents, may be callous and not reciprocate. Those in this class are generally known as Guru Druha, which means they receive favor from the parents or the spiritual master and yet neglect them.
They just take what they want from parents and then they just don't even look at them. Like that. That is their nature. They just don't care. There are boys who come home, they pick up money from mother, father, go to market, purchase this, purchase that, and don't listen to parents also. Not interested in parents at all. They are only interested in parents' pocket. Papa, I want a mobile. Papa, I want a bike. Papa, I want my own car. So, Papa, I want some pocket money. Please give me every day some 500 rupees or something like that. They take the money, they go out, purchase that, roam around, and they never feel gratitude for what they have received. That is this category. Guru Druha, they are called, yeah. Go ahead.
Krishna indirectly answered the question.
Now this can be for parents also, and this can be for guru also. Somebody has, guru doesn't only mean Diksha Guru. It can also mean Acharya Shal Prabhupada. It can mean all the Acharyas down the line also. It can also mean the Varavartma Parishad Guru, Shiksha Gurus, all of them. So in this way, sometimes people have taken a lot, but they just, they are blind and deaf to what they have received. Like for example, a student came to a center, student center, and then he stayed for 3-4 years. And now he is going out to do job abroad or some other place. You know, naturally he has to feel a connection to the place where he stayed and the people with whom he served. And then therefore we arrange one festival for farewell, correct, no? Boys are going. So the boy should always meet his mentors and say, Prabhu, I may be going abroad, but I will keep in touch with you and you guide me how I can preach. Whatever I have received, I want to give it to others and make them devotees also. That kind of attitude should be there. Because some people you find, 4 years they stay like, like a court basis. You know court basis? Yeah. Court basis means what? In a hall like this, they'll put 4 carts. And the door is always open. And everybody's belongings are in lockers. So boy will come, he has a relationship with only his cart. And other people doesn't even know the name, doesn't talk to them. He comes to his cart and his locker and then goes off. It was almost like a lodge, like that. Yeah. No relation. So In the same manner, sometimes a boy may join with the idea of getting facility, you know, amenities and everything. And he may not be grateful to those who trained him spiritually. Correct, no? So it could be spiritual parents, it could be material parents. And there are people who neglect. Go ahead.
Krishna indirectly answered the questions of the gopis. Even those questions which implied that Krishna did not properly reciprocate their dealings. In answer, Krishna said that he, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is self-satisfied. He does not require anyone's love. But at the same time, he said that he is not ungrateful.
Two things he said. That he is Atmaram, he is satisfied in himself. He doesn't hanker for anybody else. At the same time, he is never ungrateful to those who show affection to him. Now Krishna is speaking now. My dear friends.
My dear friends, Krishna continued, you might be aggrieved by my words and acts, but you must know that sometimes I do not reciprocate my devotees' dealings with me. My devotees are very much attached to me, but sometimes I do not reciprocate their feelings properly in order to increase their love for me more and more. If I can very easily be approached by them, they might think, Krishna is so easily available. So sometimes I do not respond.
They may take me for granted, isn't it? Yeah. Like this Adiparachyan? Avagnyatya, correct.
If a person has no money, but after some time accumulates some wealth and then loses it, he will think of the lost property 24 hours a day.
Say for example, a man got 5 crore rupees by lottery, isn't it? Poor man, living in a hut. How jubilant he will be. Huh? But he has to produce the lottery ticket and get that money. But imagine, when he saw the lottery ticket in the newspaper and then he got it, was very happy. But then he misplaced the lottery ticket somewhere in the house. How frantically he'll be searching now. Huh? Oh, where is that? Because he needs that to get the money. Correct, no? Yeah. Like that, if somebody has got Krishna's, mercy, and then it is lost, then they will frantically search for it. Yeah.
Similarly, in order to increase the love of my devotees, sometimes I appear to be lost to them. And instead of forgetting me, they feel their loving sentiments for me to increase. My dear friends, do not think for a moment that I have been dealing with you as I do with ordinary devotees. I know what you are. You have forsaken all kinds of social and religious obligations. You have given up all connection with your parents. Without caring for social convention and religious obligations, you have come to me and loved me. And I am so much obliged to you that I cannot treat you as ordinary devotees. Do not think that I was away from you. I was near to you. I was simply seeing how much you were anxious for me in my absence. So please do not try to find fault with me. Because you consider me so dear to you, kindly excuse me if I have done anything wrong.
See, one very, very important thing here. When we read this section, Prabhupada says, not only the gopis who left their homes in the dead of the night and ran to the forest hearing the flute sound of Krishna, but anybody who dedicates his or her life to the mission of the spiritual master in ISKCON society with the desire to make an effort to render some service. So this dedication is not running away necessarily from the home. The idea is, one has accepted Krishna as the whole and soul in one's life. And then one engages in Krishna's service very sincerely and very seriously. Actually, whenever you read this type of section, you can think about the brahmacharis, how they joined. Now, when the brahmacharis have to join the ashrama, many brahmacharis undergo a great tug of war. What is the tug of war they undergo? Many of the brahmacharis come from very good families, where the mother and father have given them a lot of affection, protection, and they have maintained them from childhood up to the stage of youth. So they feel a very strong sense of desire, strong sense of responsibility. They feel that, my mother and father are so wonderful, they're so loving, how can I leave them? On the other hand, when they look at Krishna, Krishna is also very attractive. And the prospect of dedicating our life is very, very attractive for Krishna's service. So there's a tug of war that goes on. there is a higher dharma that is calling them and dedicate your life to Krishna. And then there is another dharma for mother and father. They have been raised well. And they have lived in a very comfortable home. We should remember that. For example, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had a mother who was a widowed mother, but very loving mother, Sachi. Extremely loving Bengali mother he had. And what about his wife? She was extremely beautiful, Vishnupriya, and very submissive, and chaste wife, and faithful in entering service at home. So Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conditions were so favorable for him for leading a very comfortable life at home. Wife was to get somebody, for someone to get a beautiful wife and submissive wife and cooperative wife, and to get such a loving mother at home. And socially, was Mahaprabhu a failure? No, he actually did civil disobedience. And Prabhupada said thousands and thousands of people saluted him and followed him. He had a big number of followers to do exactly what he said. And as far as his knowledge and scholarship is concerned, was there anything lacking? He was Nimaya Pandit, always surrounded by many hundreds of his students going to the bank of Ganga to teach them under the trees. So, if you see Nimaya Pandit, popularity and fame he had in Navadvip. Later on he went to Bangladesh and his fame even expanded even more. Like that you will find. And he defeated Keshava Kashmiri single-handedly, very powerfully. So his fame had spread far and wide. He was a great teacher. That means, you know, in teaching he was successful. In having huge number of followers, like civil disobedience movement when he started against Chankazi and then all people into fire torches, he could gather such a big support in such a short time. Secondly, and he had a very submissive and beautiful wife, very loving mother. Everything was in place and there was nothing lacking in life. At that time he took sannyas at the age of 24, which is not ordinary. So, and that type of dedication is what Krishna is telling here. Like sometimes you heard the story of one fellow got this puffed rice and he was very greedily watching it. Oh, it's very nicely fried with lal mirchi and nice salt also, let me eat it. He wants to eat, he was about to put in the mouth. Suddenly a puff of wind came, isn't it? And some of the kurumara and chimura from the hand flew up. So now he understood, I can't get them, they are flying out of the window of the bus. So what he said? Oh, Govindayanama, he said. Anyway, it has gone out of the bus. Okay, Govindayanama, you take it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur laughs and he says, look at this fellow. Now that he cannot get it back, he is saying Govindayanama. That is not surrender. When you are possessing something, and that thing you can enjoy it in your life. Instead of enjoying, you give it to Krishna. Yeah. And that's what one should do. The gopis did that. So therefore, they are very highly surrendered. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
I cannot repay your continuous love for me. Even throughout the lifetimes of the demigods in the heavenly planets,
yeah,
it is impossible to repay you or show enough gratitude for your love. Therefore, please be satisfied by your own past activities. You have displayed exemplary attraction for me, overcoming the greatest difficulties arising from family connections. Please be satisfied with your highly exemplary character, for it is not possible for me to repay my debts to you.
Very amazing. See, Lord is saying like this. Go ahead.
The exemplary character of devotional service manifested by the devotees of Vrindavan is the purest type of devotion. It is enjoined in the authoritative Shastras that
devotional service must be ahaituki. You can open the window. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Devotional service must be ahaituki and apratihata.
You all know this verse, correct, no? What is that verse? Savai pumsam parav dharma yatho bhaktira dokshade. Okay.
This means that devotional service to Krishna cannot be checked by political or religious convention. The stage of devotional service is always transcendental. The gopis particularly showed pure devotional service towards Krishna, so much so that Krishna himself remained indebted to them. Lord Chaitanya thus said that the devotional service manifested by the gopis in Vrindavan excelled all other methods of approaching the Supreme Personality of God.
Ramya kaji dupasana vrajabadu Argena Vakalpita, he says. So he glorified it as the topmost. Yeah, now you understand the exalted position of gopis. So, what are the three categories the Lord Krishna explained? First category is people who receives and they don't reciprocate at all. Correct? No? Very greedy and selfish like that. And second category are like the parents who are very merciful, very kind to their child. Even if the child doesn't do anything for them, they want to do something. And the third category is Guru Druha. Two categories in that. One is Atmaram and another one is Guru Druha. Which means Atmaram is self-satisfied. He doesn't expect anyone to show love. And nor does he show. He is in his own world very happy. And Guru Druha is who? Guru Druha is actually receiving more and more, correct? No? Is that the third one, you said? Yeah. Okay. So, in this way, Krishna actually wanted to say that although I disappeared, I appear like an ungrateful person or a, you know, someone who is uninterested person. But actually, let me tell you, I was actually going for all these reasons, he said. I can give this article, you can put it up. Huh? So, devotees can go through it leisurely. Yeah, read it.
This verse was spoken by Uddhava when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhava remained in Vrindavan to observe the activities of the gopis there. When he saw the ecstatic love for Krishna in separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune. To say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planets.
Yeah. Because in Vaikuntha, Lord Narayana also, you know, performs pastimes and everything. But Goddess of Fortune want to join Rasa dance. Correct? She is praying to Vijabhasis, please give me entry into Rasa dance. That means Krishna's pastimes are even more special, superlative, extraordinary. Tasam avira bhuchaurihi. Smayamana mukhambujaha. Etambaradara sragvi. Sakshan manmata manmataha. This is also Bhagavatam verse in the 10th canto. When Krishna reappears after the, Gopi Gita. That time it's a very famous verse it is. Yeah. Suddenly, due to the feelings of separation, Lord Krishna appeared among the gopis dressed in yellow garments and wearing flower garland. His lotus face was smiling and he was directly attracting the mind of the cupid. As it is, Krishna suddenly appeared back. Yeah. Krishna praptira upaya bahu vidahaya. Krishna prapti taratamya bahut achaya. Yeah. Translation. Yes?
There are various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance.
Okay, that's going to happen now. Kintu yara yai rasa sei sarvottama. Tatastha haya vicharile achetaratama. Yeah.
It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love.
Yeah, like you can take a 1 liter can, 2 liter, 3 liter, 4 liter, 5 liter, and then can fill it up with milk. So all of them are full with milk now, and they are full in themselves. But naturally, the 5 liter can has the maximum quantity of milk. So, Madhuri Ras is like that. Next to that, Vatsala Ras. Like that, it reduces gradually.
In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that this verse does not advocate the whimsical invention of some methods of love of Godhead. Such inventions cannot be accepted as topmost.
And then he quotes Shruti Smriti Puranadi. One should not become sahajya. Yeah, correct. Some examples is giving. Read the example.
If a person overly addicted to family life takes to Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness to earn a livelihood, his activity is certainly offensive. One should not become a caste guru and sell mantras for the benefit of mundane customers. Nor should one make disciples for a livelihood. All these activities are offensive. One should not make a livelihood by forming a professional band to carry out congregational chanting, nor should one perform devotional service when one is attached to mundane society, friendship and love.
Actually, if you are making a professional band to do congregational chanting, it should be done for seva. It should not be done for making money. If one makes a business out of chanting Hare Krishna, so he can earn money and have a big bank account, is that good? You may be a good singer also, but one should not. There are singers, you agree? They sing cinema songs also. Sometimes they sing Krishna songs also. One thing they say is at least once in a year, Janmashtami day, I want to come and sing for Lord, for the pleasure of my Lord. 99.99% they do the work out in the outside world. But you know very well, this music vocal cord is not my cord. Krishna has given me this. So they once in a year they come and sing. But actually, if a Vaishnava devotee means he will sing only for Krishna, he will not sing for Maya. Correct, no? Yeah. And then?
Nor should one be dependent on so-called social etiquette. All of this is mental speculation. None of these things can be compared to unalloyed devotional service. No one can compare unalloyed devotional service, Krishna consciousness, to mundane activities. There are many unauthorized parties pretending to belong to the Sri Chaitanya cult.
And then he is giving all the apasampradayas, Avula Bavula, Karta Bhaja, Neda, and all these different groups, yeah. And then there are caste Goswamis who say that people should take initiation only from us. Yeah. So there is a long category here. So this purport you can remember, 8.83 Madhya Leela, this we have to read tomorrow, it's very important. Huh? From here we will, this whole thing we will read. See, it goes till. Tomorrow we will read this one. Huh? Shri Prabhupada ki, Atmatarinda ki.